so talk to me about private college 529 plans.
Yeah, and this is actually a good topic because it's sort of a follow-up to one that we had touched on a couple of weeks ago, and I think as a result had kind of, you know, we'd gotten some feedback from listeners to sort of steer us in this direction, because they're absolutely right. There is another side to this. You know, we were primarily, last time we spoke about it, focused on the College Savings 529 plan, which is a state-sponsored plan that has a lot more investment involvement in it, whereas as Bill just mentioned, you know, today we're talking about the private college 529 plan. And this one's a little bit different, as it allows actually families to pay for college in advance by purchasing tuition certificates. And this can be redeemed at more than 270 colleges across the country that actually have to elect to participate. And it appears that that's actually a growing number. There's a lot more than what there used to be, so it seems that these are becoming quite popular. But that said, the different schools charge different rates, so certificate redemption values can vary from one school to the next. However, a certificate is good for one semester's worth of tuition at a school, and that may only be good for, say, a half a credit at semester, or excuse me, for semester at school B. So it's not the same across the board. These can get a little bit tricky. However, the values don't change over time. So, you know, if you buy a certificate that can pay for one semester at school X, then that's going to pay for a semester at that school. It's just, if, let's say, your child gets to college age and decides, well, I'm not going to do Harvard, I'm going to do Yale or something like that, it may not be credit for credit on the exchange is how these work. So families do not have to commit to a particular school, though, enrollment, that is, and they can change the beneficiary on these plans, much like the college savings plans that we talked about before, to a qualified family member at any time. They can also roll the money into a state-sponsored 529 plan. So if you chose to do one of these and at some point decided, hey, that college savings that we talked about last time is actually a better fit, maybe because you want some more control over the investments or for whatever reason that may be, you do have that option to roll those over. However, the rollover value of those tuition certificates that you bought in the private college 529 plan actually will depend on the performance of the program trust fund, which is the underlying investment of these plans.
The 529 plan, right?
Yeah, the private 529 plan. So you can pay any amount up to the cost of 5 years tuition, which is similar to the college savings 529, and that you, as KC, I believe, had mentioned on the last show, you can super fund those college savings 529s by putting up to 5 years worth in at one time based on the contribution limits. But for these plans, you can do 5 years of tuition at once, and the contribution limit for 2016 was $256,000. So for a wealthy family that wanted to super fund one of these, they could do up to that amount, which may have been indexed for inflation, so it might be up slightly from $256,000. But that being said, as far as wealthy families as far as they go, there's no income limitations, so you know, there's not going to be any concerns as far as what you make or what your AGI is. But it does require, and this is an important point here, that you have at least 36 months between buying the certificates and using them. So you need 3 years of investments in order to use these certificates that you're buying within the plan. Just touch on a couple of benefits here and a couple of drawbacks just to kind of give you the cost-benefit analysis. So the tuition certificates guarantee tuition at current rates for up to 30 years after the purchase. Now, participating schools assume all of the investment risk and have agreed to honor these certificates regardless of the school's future participation in the program or future tuition increases. To me, that is huge. I mean, because you've got 270 of these major schools across the country. We got 10 in Georgia, actually, that participate in this program, and they're saying regardless of what the future holds, if you buy these tuition certificates in these 529 plans, we will honor them. I found that to be quite interesting.
So they beat inflation, basically, from the time that they buy the 529.
Mm-hmm. They're going to keep up
the certificate.
With it. Right.
And you can then go to school for potentially this year's price in 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw an interesting graphic earlier that was showing that if you put $10,000 into one of these plans today, the future cost of tuition, let's say in 5 years, if that was $12,763, then you bought it for $10,000, so you actually saved $2,700. Whereas, let's say you had a child today, and so in 18 years, that child were going to begin college. If you put in that same $10,000, then based on the future cost of tuition, which they estimated would be about $24,000, you actually saved $14,000. Now, obviously, we would want to look at, okay, well, what might you have made in the market over that same period of time?
Sure.
And maybe in doing that comparison, you'd have been better off in that college savings plan. But, I mean, this still is not a bad idea. I think that, you know, there are some definite benefits here. It's taken out some of that investment risk, which I think is probably one of the bigger benefits of it, because these are for more risk-averse investors. There are some limitations to these.
But just playing devil's advocate here.
Sure.
So you're limited to the private schools in Georgia?
Well, or just in Georgia. Or, yeah. Yeah, private schools,
okay.
Yeah.
But if you just, if we're apples to apples, so we're talking right. about 529 here in Georgia, mm-hmm. this here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I put the money in, 10 grand now, I'm going to wait 20 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the performance was negative?
Well, they're guaranteeing these tuition certificates. So
no, but you said I could take the money out and put it in my other 529 plan if I realize my child's not going to go to private school.
Right. You can roll that into a 529
but
plan.
But it's based on the underlying performance
Of the 529 you buy into.
Right. So in effect, if they had poor performance, you could get less back?
Potentially. I don't know. I would assume that the principal does have some investment risk,
okay.
that with inflation, but not as significant as the
but
market.
But if they go
risk.
To the school, then there's no risk because they're going to guarantee
right. Exactly. Right. Yes, the school itself is guaranteeing it. So, yes, that's a good point, Bill. You may open yourself up to some additional risk
if
you change
then.
Tracks.
Did that hurt you?
That does. We got to do that every now and then.
Bill's on a tear today.
Keep on it.
I decided to wake up and help out.
You know? Well, one of the other risks that you have is, what if your kid decides that they want to go into the military? I mean, it doesn't want to use this. You could use it, like you said, Bill, and swap it out for another 529. But these are, you probably ought to be relatively sure that not only your kid's going to be willing but able to get in,
right.
Get acceptance into one of these private schools.
Yeah.
Now, the schools we're talking about, Stanford, Princeton, TCU, Notre Dame, Amherst, Vanderbilt, MIT, they're not exactly
right.
easy
it
schools
doesn't guarantee
to get
admission.
Into. Absolutely right. And
absolutely.
Here locally, we're talking about Emory, Barry, Mercer, Oglethorpe, Spelman, those kind of colleges that participate.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
play.
They're not Kennesaw State.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
I'm saying, I'll point that out.
The Harvard
in the Pines.
Not
going
to work. That's right. That was one of the best quotes I ever read about
yeah.
KSU. I love
yeah.
that. No, actually, Bill, just to your point, I found it here in my notes that if the funds are transferred to the state-sponsored 529 plan, the college savings, then the value of those tuition certificates are adjusted based on that net performance of the trust fund, but is subject to a 2% per year maximum. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of what, I guess, inflation.
I got you.
There's some sort of floor there. But
yeah, I don't think there's it's not a one-size-fits-all, and I know right. this was triggered by my article in the Meredith Daily Journal, where we did was touch on
mm-hmm. you know, the college savings
right.
piece, yeah.
And it wasn't that we were ignoring this.
Right.
I mean, we obviously know this exists.
Yeah, we were talking about the more common plan
right.
that we see. But really the verdict here is, and this brought up a good point, you could use the private college 529 to help your child attend a private university and also fund a college savings to pay for the other expenses such as room and board, because that is not covered by the private plan. So know that. That's only tuition and related fees. It does not cover room and board like the college savings. So that's a big, big drawback there. And maybe you want to fund both.
I got you. Well, all right. Gives you something to think about.
Yep.
All right. We're going to stop here for a quick break. You know, we got to make a profit.
Absolutely.
Make some bills, right? I don't know
what it's about.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.